I've been playing outdoors since I was a kid, standing by the front door at around 2 years old, hollering, "Side, side," trying to get my mom to let me go play outside. Now, after 30-plus years working in the outdoor business, I'm dropping insider conversations every week with brand leaders, guides, marketers, CEOs, and others that make the outdoor business a trillion-dollar juggernaut that drives product innovation, revenue, and public policy for everything outdoors. I'm Rick Sayes. Welcome to the Outdoor Biz Podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Disney Deciphered, a podcast helping you save money, time, and stress as you plan your Disney vacation. In today's episode, we take a look at all the holiday offerings for Disney World and Disneyland. Find old episodes of this podcast at DisneyDeciphered.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or anywhere you find podcasts, and we'd really appreciate a positive review. If you'd like to support the podcast, check us out on patreon.com/DisneyDeciphered, where you can receive bonus content, or you can support the podcast at no cost to you by using me as your travel agent. Email josephchung@travelmission.net to get started. If you'd like to connect with the podcast on social media, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, Disney Deciphered, on Twitter, at WWDeciphered, or you can email us, DisneyDeciphered@gmail.com. Thanks, and enjoy the show. Hi, I'm Joe from As the Joe Flies.
And I'm Leslie from Trips with Tykes.
And welcome back to Disney Deciphered. So we are recording this on Halloween Eve, which means by the time you are hearing this, the holiday season will be in full swing at Disney World. Not quite, not really, but definitely by November 9th, they will be already restarting the new version of the Christmas party. So we thought it would be a good time to take a look at what is on tap for both Disney World and Disneyland this holiday season. Before we get started, Leslie, are you a put up your tree in November type of person, or do you wait till Thanksgiving like, you know, normal people?
We're normal. We usually do it like the weekend after Thanksgiving, and we'll be traveling this year, so it might even be a little later than that. We'll see.
No judgment, of course, no judgment, but I know people do get decorations up pretty early, including Disney World. So, you know, my expectation is that because the Very Merry After Hours Christmas Party, or whatever it's called, is going to be starting, Very Merriest, I think it is going to be starting on November 9th. I'm guessing that Magic Kingdom decorations, at the very least, will be up then. So let's just get right into what is on offer for the holidays this year. Now, we did an episode last year, and normally we wouldn't do it in back-to-back years, but since there's a lot of stuff coming back this year that wasn't around last year for obvious reasons, we thought we would get into it. So let's start with this Very Merriest After Hours Christmas party. So it's going to be running from 9 to 1, Leslie, but the price tag is pretty out of control. I mean, in general, you're paying at least $200 on most nights for this in December. You know, you can get it down to $180 in November, but it is a pretty expensive ticket.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably setting new records for these after hours parties in terms of prices, and you're only getting 4 hours in the park, so the lines sure had better be very, very short for the attractions. And it's going to be, I guess it remains to be seen whether this is going to be worth it or not.
I misspoke. The cheapest is $169. But as we know, thank you, Genie Plus, Disney does not like to throw in tax. So once you're done with tax, you're getting close to $180. And I also double misspoke. It starts on November 8th, not November 9th. Now, speaking of Genie Plus, before we get back to the Merriest After Hours Christmas party, it really feels like this Genie Plus rollout and the 50th seems like it's going to overshadow a lot of this holiday stuff, or at the very least, people aren't only going to be focused on the holiday offerings just because they're wrapping their heads around this Genie Plus stuff.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I've seen it even just in the press releases that Disney World is putting out. It's been very sparse in terms of focusing on the holidays this year. I mean, they're definitely pushing harder on the 50th and trying to get the marketing bang for their buck out of that. And there are cutbacks this year at Disney World in terms of the holidays, or there's just something that's not offered because there's something in the fifth for the 50th in its place. And, you know, there's just so much in flux, but it does feel like the holidays are a little bit of an afterthought at Disney World this year, but I mean, maybe it'll feel different for guests once they get there.
Yeah, I think so. And we should also note that I will hopefully be in Disney World from November 10th for a couple days. And so the goal is to test out some advanced strategies for Genie Plus, so you can look forward to an episode about that. But also, I hope to experience some of these holiday offerings as well. So getting back to one of the things that I plan to do, the very merriest after hours Christmas party, it is going to be super expensive. I am a little bit optimistic that the lines are going to be shorter for this one because there's a lot of stuff coming back to this after hours party compared to what came back for Boo Bash. So, you know, what is the kind of marquee return for the very merriest after hours party?
So the parade is back, and this is the first full-scale parade that Disney World has gotten, and it's exclusive to the party. So are you psyched, Joe?
I am mildly psyched. I think it's a really cool parade. So what I'll be interested in seeing is, so when I visited the old Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, it was just really crowded to watch the parade. Now, theoretically, this after-hours party, there are going to be less people in there. So I'll be interested to see how crowded it is around the parade and the parade route. Now, the kind of prime place to be for the parade is on Main Street, which isn't the case for all the parades. But for this parade, it is because it snows on Main Street. So I'm guessing that'll be really crowded. Maybe I'll try to catch it somewhere else, like in Frontierland or something like that, and it will be a little better. So it is a really cool parade, but depending on the crowds, you know, we'll see how I decide to experience it. Now, another thing that's coming back or has come back to Disney World already and hopefully will be part of the very merriest after hours, character meet and greets modified have come back. Like, you can meet Mickey again at Town Square. So I think that they're going to have holiday attired Disney characters for picture opportunities. You know, you still can't hug them or get autographs, but I think that'll be a nice addition. And I think for this reason, the lines may end up being shorter for attractions and things like that, just because you have the parade, you have characters, you have a lot of other things to do at this party. And then the last thing coming back for this party, besides, you know, the normal kind of snacks and treats that they have, is they are going to be bringing back Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Time Fireworks. So there's going to be a special fireworks show for party guests only. So that'll be cool to see as well. So there'll be enchantment for the regular guests. And once they clear out for the party, there will be the Christmas Time Fireworks. So that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's definitely cool. So you could potentially get two fireworks in one night. Is that what's happening?
I'm hoping so.
Wow.
So I think that will be pretty good. Now, I would say that the very merriest after hours party is the biggest thing going on at Disney World, but there's also a lot of regulars coming back. So, you know, the big news out of Epcot that everyone's really excited for is the Candlelight Processional is coming back. Leslie, you want to give us a quick reminder what the Candlelight Processional is? Because that was something that was really missed during the holidays last year.
So the Candlelight Processional is a tradition where a celebrity guest will read a Christmas story. It's very popular, you know, sort of one of the sentimental offerings. Disneyland has a version too, but it's only open to like invited VIP guests. So this is like the one that regular folks can get into. Very, very popular at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, so people like to book the Candlelight Processional with a dining package because it's not much more expensive than a normal table service. And that kind of gets them in a little bit of a shorter line, or you don't have to wait as long for standby. My understanding is that if you do a dining package, you're not necessarily going to get nicer seats, but that little bit of an upcharge from a regular dining at the same table service restaurants, like Beer Garden, for example, is one that's really popular that people like to do. My understanding is that even though you don't necessarily get better seats and you're still going to be waiting with a bunch of people, you're going to wait a lot less longer because, especially for some of the more famous celebrity actors, Neil Patrick Harris, you know, people stand by for a very long time. So if you have the dining package, you know, you're going to get guaranteed to get in there. So that is a big deal. Also returning for Epcot is the Festival of the Holidays, which is just various booths celebrating various holiday traditions with food to try and things like that. So it's good to see that that's coming back. It's kind of like a mini festival. It's not food and wine. It's not even Festival of the Arts, but it's a lot of different cultures that you can check out and see how they celebrate the holidays. Some other things that are returning. The hotels were decorated last year, but Disney has officially announced that they're going to bring back some of these gingerbread houses, which are so cool to look at. As always, we recommend visiting hotels just to do an off day or a non-park day, but during the holidays, it's even better. And with the gingerbread houses and probably more than just houses coming back, I think it'll be great to visit a lot of these hotels this holiday season.
And also in that same vein, there's going to be some trees coming back to Disney Springs. So a lot of these little smaller things that really are the holiday touches that make the parks feel complete are going to be back. So that's nice. And also back this year is Minnie's Holiday Dine, the character meal over in Hollywood Studios. So another offering if you're looking to add a character meal, this one has something a little bit extra special for the holidays.
Yes. So a couple of things that we still are not sure if they're coming back or not, or Disney has not officially announced. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, which is the fireworks show at Hollywood Studios. They haven't said anything about that yet. Of course, because of Very Merriest After Hours, the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is not returning yet. And so, you know, those are kind of the big things. There are some smaller things, like they used to bring animals out, kind of decorated in holiday garb at Animal Kingdom. So we don't know if that's coming back yet, but I would guess that that is not something that we're going to see this year. We'll see if it comes back in 2023. Now, one nice thing to note is that for the 50th anniversary, all the kind of the castle, Tower of Terror, Spaceship Earth, and the Tree of Life, they all have been lit up with this beacons of light, which look really beautiful, and I can't wait to see them in person. Well, during the holiday season, they're going to alternate between beacons of light stuff and the traditional holiday projections that they do on all four of these landmarks. So that will be cool to see. And yeah, I think that about wraps it up for Disney World. I would just say that if you're going to Disney World for the holidays, my biggest recommendation is not necessarily to do the holiday party because that's a lot of money, but definitely if you're going to be there December or even late November, you know, we kind of never know when the deluxe hotels are going to get decorated, but take some time, take a tour of those deluxe hotels, especially if you love holiday decorations, because they really do them up nice, especially Wilderness Lodge, beautiful tree in Wilderness Lodge every year. So definitely check that out. But I think we've covered Disney World. So are you ready to tell us what's going on at Disneyland for the holiday season?
Always, always. Let's go west.
All right. So for Disneyland, why don't we start with what is still kind of missing from the holidays stuff? And one of these things is not holiday related, but I know it's just burning you so badly. So feel free to talk about it.
All right. So most of the regular things are back at Disneyland this year. The one thing that's missing is the World of Color holiday show, Season of Light, because the World of Color fountains were damaged by the extended closure and they're doing a big refurb right now. There's no water in the lagoon there. So it's an interesting view. But so that's really the only thing missing. It was missing as well for Oogie Boogie Bash, the World of Color show. But everything else is back. But the thing that I'm really missing right now as the holidays approach at Disneyland is there's no way to cut the line. We don't have Genie Plus, Lightning Lane, any of that yet at Disneyland. And we don't even have a date. I mean, we've been told fall of 2021, and I guess that could conceivably go into like, what, the third week of December? But that's what everybody's kind of watching and waiting. You know, what are the holidays going to look like, specifically like Thanksgiving week without Genie, you know, as the crowds get closer to Christmas, you know, is that going to be out? So that's what I'm watching for. Maybe I'm revealing my Disney biases and what I care about, but I'm always looking for the short lines more than the seasonal offerings.
Yes, this Scrooge does not care about Christmas. She only cares about the genie in the lamp. So why don't you tell us, you know, what's new or what's coming back to Disneyland? Are we pretty much getting back to normal operations for a holiday like it would have looked like in 2019?
Yeah, we really are. And I felt that at Halloween as well. And so this is just kind of continuing in that vein. You know, we're getting the full parade, Christmas Fantasy Parade, and that's going to be playing daily for park guests usually twice a day. And they're also going to be playing it at the special after hours party that we're going to talk about in a second. So full scale parade over in Disneyland Park. We're going to get the fireworks show, Believe in Holiday Magic, back. The Festival of Holidays, which is the food festival over at Disney California Adventure, is back. And along with that comes a ton of live entertainment. I mean, I think Disneyland is truly leading the way in the live entertainment scene, you know, compared to its Florida cousin. We're getting a ton of that. So I'm excited to see what's going to be offered there. So that's great for all the performers in Southern California to be back and gainfully employed at Disneyland. So it really does feel like a full holiday offering for me. But I mean, that said, there's very, very little that's new. The only thing is, I think there's going to be one new character meet and greet for a new show, Mirabelle from Encanto, that's coming out soon. So that's really the only new addition. But I mean, I think we all should be just grateful that the regular things can come back, because I think we took those for granted. You know, full-scale parades, things like that. There's still some things that are missing at Disneyland, but this feels much more like normal to me.
Yeah, remind me, what were the holidays like at Disneyland in 2020?
Closed.
I knew that.
You better leave that in, Joe.
No. I'll leave it in. You know, it's funny. I was thinking in my head, I was like, was Disneyland? Time has no meaning, okay? Time has no meaning.
No, right. I do the same thing. Like, I was updating my blog post about the holidays earlier today, and I was like, wait, what happened last year? I was like, oh yeah, nothing happened last year. Disneyland's only been open for 6 months, but maybe it's good that we feel like it's all back to normal again.
I mean, it's because you skipped that step, you know, where you were like only half open like Disney World was. Anyway, just a reminder, as always, we're professionals. So, don't hold it against us. All right. So now that Disneyland is open, because I knew that, of course, that it wasn't open last year, the holiday party is back. What is going on with the holiday party at Disneyland? Is it as involved as the Disney World Very Merriest After Hours? Is it $200?
Well, I first should say the holiday party is not back. The holiday party is new this year. Disneyland has never had a holiday party until this year. So this is,
I'm just going to reiterate that I'm a professional, but go ahead.
You know, this is what I get to, like, lord my knowledge of Disneyland over you sometimes, because, you know, you've never been, Joe. So the holiday party is new. Disneyland's never had it. I think just because it gets so busy and so crazy during the holidays, and they sort of worry about the crowd distribution. So they're really just dipping their toe in the water with this party. It's called Disney Merriest Nights. It's only offered 5 nights during the holiday season in Disneyland Park, and it's on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, like in late November and early December, so before the crowds really come. And it has sold out already at a price of between $165 and $175 a night. And it sold out, I mean, gosh, maybe 10 days ago. So it went fast, and I think probably they'll add more parties in future years. But yeah, it's going to be an after-hours event from 8 to midnight with a 5 p.m. mix-in time. Everybody's really talking about how each land is going to have sort of a mini party of its own, hosted by a character. And everybody's super excited about the Victorian party on Main Street USA that's going to have Muppets. So, I mean, Muppet Christmas Carol, that's going to be awesome. I almost flew down just for that. But there's going to be Miguel over in Frontierland, and Frozen, Elsa's going to be in Fantasyland, things like that. So it does seem very well themed. Seems like it's going to have a lot of really good food. It might be a situation where Disneyland's turns out to be better than Disney World's again. I mean, certainly we saw that with Oogie Boogie Bash besting Boo Bash this year. So stay tuned.
Will they bring out DJ Rex? That's what I want to know for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is going to be closed during the party.
What? So, bring out DJ Rex, you cowards.
I know. I
mean, you're having a party. Come on. Roll that guy out on. I mean, I'm sure he's probably, you know, bolted into the ground or whatever. But how awesome would that be if DJ Rex DJ'd your Christmas party?
That would be amazing. Yeah, but Galaxy's Edge and Toontown and Critter Country are not part of the party. I guess they're keeping it small for staffing purposes.
That's too bad. Big missed opportunity there. All right. So that should cover things for Disney World and Disneyland for the holidays. If you are going for the holidays, let us know what you're interested in, what you're most looking forward to. DisneyDeciphered@gmail.com, at WWDeciphered on Twitter, or you can find us on our Facebook page, Disney Deciphered, or we just started a new Instagram account. You can find us, Disney Deciphered, on Instagram. And I will be trying, although do not hold me to this, I will be trying to do updates from my trip in November using the Disney Deciphered Instagram. So please follow us there.
All right, Joe, looking forward to all your Instagramming from the parks. Let's close it out with our traditional Disney do or don't.
My Disney don't is, don't be surprised when crowds are very high in November and December this year. I just think with COVID numbers down, 50th anniversary happening, this is for Disney World, but I think at Disneyland, it's going to start becoming like this too, although you can correct me, Leslie. And also the holiday offerings, I just think that we're going to see a big uptick at the parks. And so it's really going to, I mean, you and me, we really need to figure out how Genie Plus or just regular Genie or just any of that stuff can make our lives easier. Because I do think November and December are going to be more crowded than normal, just because everyone's so excited to go back for so many reasons. So don't be surprised by that, and don't be caught unawares, and just prepare yourself expectation-wise and also plan-wise accordingly.
Definitely. And Disneyland's already crowded, so it's going to probably get worse, I think.
All right. Well, that does it. Again, let us know what you're interested in. We're looking forward to the holidays. I'm glad to be going back this year. I missed the holidays last year, so it'll be good to see. And yeah, we will let you know. Keep it here, and we will tell you all about our experience at Disney over the holidays over the next few episodes. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Hope you all had a wonderful Halloween. Other than that, thank you, Leslie, for taking the time to talk to me. And I will see you on Facebook Messenger, making fun of me for how little I know about Disneyland.
Thanks, Joe.